You said it.
How do you feel be apparently the governor of West Virginia is, I mean, I think he's currently having a press conference right now.
Hey.
DMWV, stand up. Trying to sue the NCAA for the Mountaineers not getting in.
Well, I think it's asinine, but I think when you look at the fact, if this is true, based off the reports, that the guy on the committee got extra money because North Carolina got in, and he also has affiliation with North Carolina, I think something has to be checked.
Now, he did say he was asked, and he said he recused himself from the discussion whenever Carolina came up.
I would love to see a copy of it and see if he really did.
I think West Virginia should have gotten in. But I also think the governor trying to, like, you got to have something better to do, dog. There's got to be a more pressing issue in the state of West Virginia. It just seems like such a political grandstand kind of operation.
Well, you know, it could be. Could not be. Never know.
What if he challenged Bubba Cunningham to a fight, the Carolina AD that you're questioning?
Hey, let's see. See what Bubba got. See if Bubba built like that.
All right, so what do we want to do for a wager? What didn't we just set up a wager for something? Oh, it's for Ovi's goal.
Yeah.
That hasn't come to fruition.
We already got that going.
What do you want to do for the brackets between us? Do we know if Jeff's working this week?
We don't know, so we just let's come up with whatever.
White Brian, what are you willing to wager? Because you're...
You got to be out of the cents. We're not doing no 25 cents. That's not happening.
$20?
Oh!
You bet $20?
That's
massive. I'm confident in my bracket.
Oh!
How many brackets do you do?
Most years, two. This year, just one.
Because you that confident?
Yeah, well... Normally, I do two because I just have to pick Auburn.
How many teams you pick the best, right?
But I actually think Auburn can win it this year.
I think they won't.
So you're going to put $20 up for a bracket.
And sure.
You'd also do that with us.
Yeah.
How many brackets do you join, B?
Probably one.
I do want to – the problem with these is that because they're so – like, everything is just online now, so I'll get, like, 50 emails today from various brackets I've joined over the last 20 years.
Learn how to ignore people sometimes. Just don't do it.
I'm going to. And I think if we do one, just Heavy Metal Chris can or cannot be involved. It's up to him. But, like, if we do
I definitely want to be involved.
Okay. Me, B, White Brian, Heavy Metal Chris, Lamphill, and Jeff. That is how many people? Seven? Six? Six. And it's $20 a pop. I think I'm in on that.
I'm with that.
Are you in on that?
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very cutthroat, though, because if you're bad, there's only six of us. And I feel like I've generally been bad at these bracket contests for a long time. The last time I won one, I remember the last time I won one.
It's $20, Jay.
Yeah. No, I'm not as worried about the $20 as I am being made fun of incessantly.
But that's going to happen anyway.
That's a good point. The last time I won a bracket challenge, guess what team won the NCAA tournament?
Maryland.
No. After that, the first Florida team, that Joakim Noah team.
Okay.
So that was probably 2000.
Long time ago.
That's a George Mason year.
2005.
Yeah, no, I think it was 06, right?
Yeah, 05, 06.
Yeah, 05, 06. So it's been some years. I feel like I've watched a lot more college hoops this year. Lanville, are you in for a $20 bracket challenge?
I'm in, but how does the scoring work precisely?
So here's what I have another suggestion for our bracket challenge.
Okay.
I don't want it to be online. I want it to be an actual bracket we fill out and Somebody's got to keep track of them. Probably White Brian. He's the nerdiest, most responsible.
I used to run a pool with like 50 to 60 people in it every year for like 20 years. I can do this. And I didn't run it online with like a Yahoo or anything.
I used to do that too. It was so much more fun than the online ones. I want a physical copy of my bracket, and then you like highlight your winners.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going back in time, B.
I'm cool with that.
You, me, and Huey Lewis in the news.
I'm cool with this.
All right, so now we've got some really good parameters here.
They have to have them done by tomorrow.
No.
They have games tomorrow, the 8th.
Yeah, but you don't have to pick.
Wait till Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to pick the play-ins. I don't want to have to pick. Picking between AU and Mount St. Mary's would be like picking between my children.
No, it's not. You don't like either one of them teams that much. Stop lying.
I root for AU.
Okay. Then.
I drive by AU three times a day.
Just because you pass by them, you cheer for them?
I root for them.
You pass by the trucks every day that got your traffic hooked up, and you don't like them?
I root for AU.
Mount St. Mary's, when have you ever been up there?
I've driven by it.
When?
Going to Gettysburg.
You pass right by the school.
Yo, you go right by it.
And
on Route 15.
Everything you pass,
you've probably
you like.
Ridden your bike past it.
Everything you pass, you like.
Dude, B, I live right next to AU. I know, like,
I'm asking you a question. You say I pass by. Shelby's, you pass by what's called once.
Doug, Shelby's best friend's babysitter is a student at AU. I know AU people. I root for AU. Not significantly. I don't
best
lose much
friend's
sleep.
Babysitter. What's her name?
I don't know. Lucy's babysitter. Yeah, we just had Coach Simpkins.
We got Coach Simpkins. But
you want a real answer? Wayne Simpkins is a Terp, and he's their coach, so I'm rooting for him.
No, I'm not. You try to say they're like your children. I can't see how Mount St. Mary's like your children.
Dog, I was kidding. Okay, they're not like my children.
I told you, like, when you say stuff, I'm going to take what you say, but you like to just say.
If for no other reason, I'm rooting for AU for David Aldridge's sanity. Is that a fair thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what DA confessed to?
What?
Now, I may be incorrect, and obviously David Aldridge knows more about basketball than I. He has forgotten more about basketball than I will ever know.
Okay.
That said, I still don't think DA is on the coaching staff.
And he's what?
Of the AU Eagles.
He's not.
He's not. In our text thread earlier today, he said, he's been watching Mount St. Mary's games. Said, I watched their game against Marist last night. I wish I was kidding. He's scouting the opponent for the play-in game. Now, that is
dedication. Hey, man, when you go to a school, you have that dedication.
You know what?
Like, every time anything happens, you think somebody's trying to mess over Maryland.
White Brian, I'm gonna need some Grand Canyon tape. I'm going to need to – I think I got to grind a little bit of Grand Canyon. And not the women's team, you perv. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
I had the Rood guys out at the house last week, man. Really excited, and I'm most excited because Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions. No more knocking in the middle of the night. Just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the savings. I know you were able to take advantage of federal tax credits. You can save up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check them out at Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
That's Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.